Genau, es ist nämlich
FM4.
19 Uhr und das sind die Schlagzeilen. Großangriff mit Streumunition auf ukrainisches Energiesystem und in Rumänien soll Präsidentenwahl neu ausgezählt werden. Hier ist Rosie Waits mit den FM4 News.
Thanks, Claudia. More than a million people in Ukraine are suffering power cuts after a massive Russian attack on the country's energy infrastructure. It's affecting heating, water supplies and public transport in many regions. Russia's President Putin has claimed the attacks were a response to Ukraine hitting targets in Russia with US missiles in the past weeks. He warned Russia might also strike other key infrastructure. Alexei Honcharenko is a member of the parliament for Odessa.
He is doing maximum he can against Ukraine. Only thing he's not doing is nukes, but because he knows that it will be his physical end. Everything else, everything possible, he's doing. So we are not afraid of all his threats, and we know where we are, and we know that Putin and Russia understands only the language of force.
The Israeli military has renewed a nighttime curfew for southern Lebanon on the second day of a ceasefire with Hezbollah. Any travel south of the Litani River is banned. Earlier, Israeli tanks fired at several towns and villages near the border. NPR's Lauren Freya reports.
The Israeli military says it identified suspects arriving in vehicles in a number of areas of southern Lebanon. It accuses them of breaching conditions of the ceasefire and says it opened fire at them. The mayor of one village where this happened tells NPR that rather than Hezbollah fighters, these are residents returning home in cars loaded with belongings, and that it's difficult for anyone to keep them away. They're homesick, he says, and want to return now that there's a ceasefire. Some villagers have been posting selfies with Israeli tanks in the background. The ceasefire gives Israel and Hezbollah 60 days to retreat from their positions.
Romania's Constitutional Court has ordered a recount of votes from the first round of the country's presidential election. The surprise victory of a hard-right populist candidate, Carlin Georgescu, on Sunday has caused political turmoil. He had been polling far behind the Social Democrat candidate, Marcel Ciolacu, who was the pre-election favourite but came in third. Australia is set to become the first country in the world to ban social media for children under 16 after a new bill was approved in the country's Senate. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said the legislation is needed to protect young people from the harms of social media, but critics argue it's unclear how it will work and that a ban could drive teenagers to the dark web. Tomorrow's weather: cold and windy with rain or snow in the north and east, mainly sunny in the far west and south, top temperatures mainly ranging from 0 to 7 degrees and up to 10 in the south.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Frische Musik aus Österreich.
Here we go.
Welcome.
FM4.
Celebrating Austrian music mit Lisa Schneider.
I have never been more ready in my entire life.
Soundpark. Endlich wieder Donnerstag. Das ist euer bester Homegrown Musikabend. Es gibt so viele tolle neue Songs, die ich euch zeigen muss. Zum Beispiel die neue von Dives. Happier heißt die, und das ist unser Motto für die kommenden 3 Stunden hier auf FM4. Mindestens. Es ist sehr schön, dass ihr mit dabei seid.